Hello, this is Dr. Amanda Gold surgery and endoscopy report on Lloyd Lester. Date of birth 10/2/1970. Date of procedure November 8, 2023. Procedure performed by the Afghani culture DO. Referring physician Dr. Felicia Jacob. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsies polypectomy. Next line, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication, screening for colon cancer, abdominal pain, heartburn, constipation, anemia. Description and procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period. Retroflex view was obtained at the cardio. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach, being before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was induced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of fold. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was poor. Period. Graded as 1-1-3 for a total of 5. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, number one. Unremarkable esophagus, Z-line, mildly irregular at 44 centimeters from the pipe block. This was less than 1 centimeter in length and not biopsied at this time. Next line. There was gastric erythema noted with a lacy-like pattern. This was biopsied to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was a small duodenal bulb ulcer and multiple erosions. This was biopsied for histology. Next line. The remainder of the duodenum to D3 otherwise was unremarkable. The papilla appeared unremarkable. This portion of the duodenum was biopsied separately to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, number one, there was an approximately 1.2 centimeter polyp at the ascending colon that was removed with a hot snare polypectomy. Next line. There was another 1.2 centimeter ascending colon polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a transverse colon sessile appearing abnormality that was approximately 6 to 7 millimeters, there was evidence of concentric rings surrounding it. The decision was made to take a biopsy to evaluate for a polyp versus an inverted tick. Next line, there was a descending colon. There were 4 diminutive descending colon sessile polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 2 centimeter pedunculated descending colon polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectal sessile polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy and 1 diminutive rectal polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, on retroflexion, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, non-bleeding. Next line, overall, the prep was poor on the right side, and given the amount of polyps the patient had, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 months' time in order to make sure that nothing was missed, given the poor prep. Next line, plan. Follow a biopsy pathology. Next line, start omeprazole 20 milligrams daily. Next line, continue high fiber diet with fiber supplements as needed. Recommend adding Miralax. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in approximately 3 months. Would also recommend 2-day prep, as patient told me that he was clear liquid diet only the day before the procedure. Thank you.